You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
Through satellite Simon Bolivar, Bolivia managed to identify 4 million hectares exploited and stolen by big landowners. Probably the most shocking thing about the interview Real World Radio held with Miguel Lora in Asunción is the way in which the state secretary in charge of distributing fiscal lands to peasants managed to discover 4 million hectares, that is 40,000 square kilometers, which before Evo Morales' administration were exploited by big landowners and weren't officially registered. Software Google Earth and the agreement signed with Venezuela to use satellite Simón Bolívar were useful tools when identifying no man's lands, referred to officially as fiscal lands. Due to the use of technology, these lands have miraculously appeared, and today there is work being done to distribute them among peasant organizations. The spectrum of popular struggles in the recent years of Colombian history deals with access to natural gas and particularly water, according to Miguel Lora, member of the communication team of the Bolivian Vice Ministry of Land, who participated in the recent regional forum against agribusiness organized by La Vía Campesina, Friends of the Earth International, and the World March of Women. The unequal distribution of land as a structural problem has not been solved yet, he said. However, the distribution of land alone does not ensure the viability of peasant agriculture in a country such as Bolivia, which is 20 times larger than Switzerland in terms of area extension. Miguel Lora also talked about how landless workers are being helped, for instance, through the promotion of the growing of chestnut and by ensuring its trade through its inclusion in the official basic food basket due to its nutritional properties. Land can only be granted to native peasants and not individually. The idea is the white people already have lands, said Lora.
You're listening to Real World News.